Blog Talk Radio.
We focus on our issues in our neighborhood, block by block. It's all about going to your neighborhood, going to your block, and focus on what's going on in your neighborhood to move forward. And that's what we want to do. We got some awesome topics we've been having. We come up with to you every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock, and we focus on things that might affect you in your daily life. And today, our topic for our show today is how do I dispute? This is one of the questions. Derogatory information on my credit report. How do you dispute it? First of all, we got some challenges there. You got to make sure you check your credit report. We're going to focus on that, and that's the topic of the day, or the title of the day. How do I dispute derogatory, incorrect information on my credit report? We want you to be a part of this show. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location, then jump in with your expertise on your concerns and how can we help you as we offer this information block by block. And that's what it's all about. The web link, if you want to, check the show out and just hear it. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And we always like to let you know that, that the acronym of WBSW is We're the Voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. And we're so glad to have that opportunity to contract to be able to do that and be out there and be available. Have this vessel share some awesome things with you. If you want to tweet the show, you have that opportunity. You can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, as well as at the Smith Wave Production. You can also tweet us at LorenzaDSmith15. And then if you want to be a part of it by Instagram, you can go to Lorenza D. Smith 15
at WBSW
underscore internet underscore talk underscore radio at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. And that's where we are live on Instagram at this time. It's so good to be able to come in for you. Now, if you want to email us, you can email us at WBSWInternetTalkRadio@gmail.com. We're heard not only just on Blog Talk Radio, as I was saying, as well with Instagram and Twitter. We're held on Facebook. So if you want to check us out on Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, you might be on Blog Talk Radio at this time. You can go to Facebook.com/BRLDibertoSmith. And you can share your thoughts. We have two devices working. We want to thank those individuals joining us on Facebook. That was Vernon Well. Thank you, Vernon Well, for joining us as well. Tate Pickett, Inspired to Inspire. Thank you so much. She's inspiring. Also, Edna Richardson as well. She's also, like I said, a true good friend of mine. And we work in a cohort now through Career Tech, helping our young people develop the skills and being able to be certified and receive credentials so they can further their self through community college or just on a job or the military. Thank you so much, Edna Richardson, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We have Paris Yvette Jeter. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad to have you as well. And as we move forth sharing our information with you, you have that opportunity to call in. Please call in to the call-in number. That's 347-857-4192. And if you have a question or even type your question on Facebook, you have a comment section. Type your question on Instagram. We have a comment section, and we'll do that. And that way we can give this opportunity and share this opportunity with you and helping you. All right, let's look at how do I dispute derogatory, incorrect, inaccurate information on my credit report. First thing, I always recommend, and each of my shows for the last four shows been talking about dealing with credit reports and how you deal with it during the pandemic and everything. One of the first things you have to do, you have to check your credit report regularly. You know, there are free credit report, Credit Karma, free credit report, Experial, free credit report just about through your credit card, because they'll make sure they give you that opportunity. You have that opportunity, but you have to check it regularly. You have to go into your website, whatever, and check your credit report. Make a copy of it. Go over it. Peruse it. Check it. Make sure everything's on there is correctly. If you're in disagreeing, you now want to get ready to prepare yourself to do a dispute. It's a dispute letter to each and every one of those reporting agencies. You got to remember that it's three reporting agencies that all of your vendors use, your financial institution use, and those three are truly. Remember, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Those three are going to give you a report. You know, I received one the other day where someone was wanting me to work with, and I was surprised that their challenge was very easy. Because it tells you what you need to do. If you want to dispute it, if you want to do that, it'll tell you on there. It'll give you a template for it. However, I'm going to just kind of share it in a short period of time how you can attack this situation, because there's several types of letters. Sometimes we think it's one letter goes with everything. And we're going to talk about those letters that are going to help you dispute the derogatory as well as the inaccurate, incorrect information on your credit report. I want to give a shout out to one of our co-hosts that's on our Wednesday night show. We're doing it every 2 weeks now. It's Talking Sports Plus. We have Coach Tremaine Edwards. Thank you, Coach Tremaine, for joining us and taking time to be a part of this as well. All right. As we try to dispute a challenge with our credit report, just remember there's an act that makes possible that you have the Fair Reporting Credit Act. You have to make sure you use that to your advantage. It came into existence in 1970. And in 1970, it was supposed to protect you from having derogatory things on your report, having things that was incorrect. Now, also, through the CARES Act, as we know, it came into existence when pandemic came into play, it is saying that no derogatory, incorrect, inaccurate information could be added to your credit report during the CARES Act. Now, I noticed there are some people sending me some things or sharing with me as I work with them, because I do financial solution with individuals as well, and some of the vendors began to put it on the credit report in violation of the CARES Act. The CARES Act protects you just like it was a moratorium pretty much on rent and mortgage and everything. It's a moratorium on people putting things on your credit report. And you have to address that. So pull your credit report up right now. It's not a problem. Go to your Credit Karma. Go to Experian. They give you an opportunity to get a free report and pull it. And look, if something been added since March 13th of 2020, you are to address that with that company or with whoever who added it to your credit report and let them know that the CARES Act protects you from having anything derogatory. Yes, you may owe for it. You fine. You may owe it, but they can't put it on your credit report. That is our ultimate goal. We are trying to give you a financial solution. We're trying to give you an opportunity to be successful because we're going to pray that we can eventually see a little light out of this pandemic. And I know things are happening through the vaccine and everything. And we can see a little bit of the light, but we don't see a whole lot of light right now. Let's not get caught up in that. Some people may argue with me and say, but we'll see some normalcy in 22. Just get ready. It won't be. You can come up with whatever kind of normal. You hear some things from the CDC talking about just because you have the vaccine, you can be around people that have been vaccinated. Now, how are you going to know that? Unless they in your circle, they're going to pull the card out. See, these are the kind of things that have to be very serious and understand that that is. But this pandemic is still going on. So what you want to make sure, check your credit report. Regardless when you took out the loan a year, 2 or 3 years ago, it cannot be added to your credit report. It cannot be added to your credit report during the CARES Act. And during this time when we're talking, we're about to get another relief bill called Coronavirus Relief Bill. Once it's signed, even when it was signed in December, now it happened in December as well now, that was an extension of that. So you're still following as long as the pandemic. That's something I want to keep in mind. Now, don't be afraid. Go check on your credit report. If somebody added something because you fell behind on payments, then it is not to be on your credit report. That's just because we know what has been a challenge for a lot of people through the pandemic. All right, let's look at ways to dispute it. You can dispute whatever on your credit report once you find out what's on your credit report by calling the vendors of the financial institution. Call them. Talk with them. See, you should have a lot of communication, especially this time. We're all having challenges. Call them and see what they're doing and let them know. You should try to work it out before it gets to that point. But if it's on a credit report, you still can call that vendor and call that individual and ask who's in charge and say, let's speak to someone. I'd like to see how we can work this out. Communication is so important. A lot of time we think we can't call the creditors. We have a problem with, you know, a lot of time what we do, we try to, and let's be honest, we try to, you know, avoid the call. But the call will eventually catch up because they will put it on your credit report, which they shouldn't do during the coronavirus. Now, you can check it. The CARES Act put that in place. See, the CARES Act got a lot of things in there we need to read about. Yes, we're going to another corona relief bill that's going to be signed tomorrow. That's going to be included. Moratorium will still be in existence. Moratorium on rent, moratorium on mortgage, and moratorium on credit reporting on you is still in existence. All right, so you want to make sure you get your credit report. You're going to review it. Make sure things on there correctly. If you see something incorrect, you make sure you get ready to address. It would be a good idea when your credit report to call the vendor. Call whoever put it on there and address it with them and ask them why. That will be the first thing. That's the way you dispute. Now, if you feel like it's on there and you can't get the communication done and what you need to do, you want to dispute it, then you need to do your dispute letter. And in that letter, you got several types of letters that focus on that. So they can correct your credit report. Now, just because you write the letter, that don't mean that it will correct it. You have to stay on top of it. Follow-up is so important. Once you write the letter, I'm going to tell you what you need to put in the letter. So when you write the letter, you'll be able to get some clarity. Make sure you mention about the Fair Reporting Credit Act in there and also about coronavirus. Relief bill, a relief plan that comes into play called the CARES Act. You make sure you mention it there. And it says that. That is definite. You know, you can research and check it out and don't let them do it to you. So those letters that you need to put together need to be, you have to have a plan. The plan is I'm going to write a letter because I'm not getting any justice with those vendors. I'm going to write a letter, and your letter should be addressed to three reporting agencies: Experia, TransUnion, Equifax. And you should do a fourth letter. It's copies of four letters, you know, a one letter that should go to these four agencies. Now, you notice I said reporting agency, but there's another agency that's so important called the credit bureau. Every area, every city, every town, or every state has a credit bureau that you can send that letter that you send into those three reporting agencies. Put that on your mind. You have to have a plan. Once you have a plan, once you know what you're going to do, then you can begin to put the letter together. You have to make sure you have the correct information yourself. If you have paid something off or paid it to a point where it's no longer behind or anything, let them know. Send a letter to let them know. I paid this. As of today, I'm not behind. I am up. I'm caught up. And this should be removed from my credit report. It should be reported. Don't rely on them doing it themselves, because they're not going to do it. Because their job is that when they're not getting their money, you know, the old bill collectors, the old days, you knock on the door at your house. Now they knock on everything else you have. Your internet, technology. They knock on you all kind of ways. They do your email. They call you. See, they continue to, because they want their money, and you want to be treated fair when you pay your money. So there are outlets you have. You have to be on top of this. Your finance management is so important. So you have to create a couple things when you're talking about management. When we're talking about correcting things and focusing on those letters, you got to go through your report, look at your credit report, and see what's wrong. Then you got to document everything in that letter to those three agencies, which is the reporting agency. Then that fourth agency is the credit bureau. You have to make sure you do that, and you can't be afraid of it. Now, what you want to say, how do I write a letter to the credit bureau? This is what you do, as well as what you do with the credit report, a credit reporting agency. You get your letter. You can go to a template. You can just type in on Google. It'll bring up, how do I write a dispute letter? How do I write a letter to deal with collection? How did I do that? You can do that. It's not a challenge. But if you're not comfortable with doing it, find you someone who's in the business. You know, our division of Smithway Enterprise, we have a financial solution division, and we work with you managing your money, managing your credit. And you can give us a call and talk with us as well, and we will work with you. And the number is 334-467-7261. Also, I have several other people that does it as well. We've been on my show. I have Nikki Alexander out of Dallas, Texas. She do it as well, and I'm going to make sure I post her name on Facebook and post her card on it so you can give her a call as well. It's all about working together. We're doing it block by block. Now, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. You can chat with me, and I'll identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to offer your location and talk with me. Tell me what's going on with you. Type in the comment. Thank you so much, Ramesha Anderson, for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'm so glad to have you as a part of this today. Thank you. All right, let's kind of move forward to the dispute letter. So you have what we call dispute letters to address incorrect information on your credit report. There are three types of letters that you have to write. Now, one letter do not take care of everything. I want to tell you that. One letter does not take care of everything. They have certain types of letters to address certain things. So what we want to make sure we talk exactly about what the letters can address, what your problem, because everybody's problem on the credit report and with the credit bureau is not the same. You may have a problem with collection. You might have a problem with where you have paid out and paid it out, but it's not showing up that it's paid out. Because sometimes when it's on your credit report, they can hold it on there for 7 years. Sometimes they, unless you correct it. So you have to make sure you do that. So what you want to make sure you do, once you set your plan, you got to have a plan for getting that letter composed. If you don't have the template, if you feel like you're not comfortable doing it, come to an agency. You can check with several agencies, myself, my agency, Financial Solutions, as well as Nikki Alexander out of Dallas, Texas, and several other people that I work with that can offer you that opportunity and help you increase your score and get the things that you want to get. Now, what you want to make sure, once you come with your plan and put your letter together, because you have had some background, you have got some knowledge, you went to Google, or you have talked with somebody, or you have that particular agency do it, you have to make sure you do like anything professional, a business. You've got to understand, when you want results, you have to be on top of it. Once you compose your letter, you decide to send your letter certified mail. Make sure you send a certified mail now, where the point, it has to have a return receipt. So you can make sure somebody received their letter, because you can send it to the agency, and that agency will let it sit there. You got to remember, we're still in a pandemic. One of the things that come out of the pandemic that we will see in the future is a lot of these companies going to have individuals working from home. And a lot of agencies have people working from home. So they, it's going to their home, and then they'll work on it on their time. Excuse me. And one of the big things about it, once you send it certified, or you send it to that agency being certified, they're going to have it. That's why you can go back and say, well, I know I sent it on this date. I got a receipt. Jimmy Bob signed for it. John signed for it. Whoever signed for it. That's the number one priority. Once you compose the letter, got the letter together. Now, I'm going to go into what should be in those letters, what letter you should need. I want you to have a mindset writing down what you need to do. You need to make sure you have all that in line. You know, keep a copy of your dispute letter. Make sure you keep that copy closely in a file, so when you need to pull it up, because within 30 to 40 days, they're going to send you a communication back from it. Each of those reporting agencies saying that we receive yours, and this is what our decision is. We're either going to allow you to dispute it, we'll remove it. We check with the company, and they say it's correct. I understand that. Don't think your job is lost, but let me talk about those different letters that you need to, that cause dispute letter. You have a 623. It's called the 623 method. It's nothing fancy. The name is 623 for one reason, because it allows you to dispute debt directly. See, if you got some debt down there with those creditors and you question it, it allows you to dispute them directly. It said, I'm disputing this. I'm present 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 2. I'm disputing this hard inquiry. I'm disputing all of this so I can make sure you correct this. You send that letter. Once you send that letter, you make sure it goes to those three agencies, which is your credit reporting agency, and then it goes to your credit bureau. I think that's what a lot of people, but 623, that's the method used to dispute letters to address things that are related to your debt. So you can't send one letter to cover everything. You can't send a letter talking about hard inquiries. You can't soft inquiries. You can't send a letter that's focused on debt directly. Send a letter talking about collection. All in one letter, because you know each division, each one of them have divisions within each reporting agency. They're gonna send it to the. So once this division finished with your debt part, they ain't gonna look at your collection because it's not their job. They're not gonna pass it to the next employee. Again, they may be working from home. You have to keep that in mind. The second letter, you want to more or less file a complaint, more or less, is 609. The 609 method is requesting the removal of negative information. Even if it's accurate, let me say that again. 609 is a method of requesting the removal of negative information, even if it's accurate, from your credit report, 609. And this is a legal part of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. That division up in the U.S. government is set aside so you can challenge negative things. Remember I said during the CARES Act, and now we have the coronavirus release bill. It has said and research it. No negative information could be put on your credit report during this pandemic. So if you check your credit report and somebody put something where your score dropped because they added something on it recently, you are to send a letter to those agencies asking them to remove it, whether it's accurate or not. It's a 609 letter. Okay? So keep that in mind. Then you have a 611 letter. That's a method where you're questioning whether the Bureau is using the right methods to verify the items on your credit report. 609 is challenging the Bureau. You say, this is incorrect. What method are you using to verify my information? Or you just cause people sending it in and you putting it on my credit report? You have to have an understanding that each of these letters are important for your success if you want to correct your credit report. You want to boost your credit up. You want to make sure you do it. You get it up to, you're trying to get 800 or 900, whatever you're pushing for. You have to make sure you understand that things are going to be on your report that will bring your credit report down. Now, the call-in number, again, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by calling my 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location and your comments and your expertise. Remember the 3 letters. You got your plan. Which one am I going to use? Which letter I'm going to use? Because I know what, but before you can do, get a copy of your credit report. That way you'll know what you're writing a letter for and how you address your letter. You have 623. It refers to the section of the credit, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, for disputing debt directly with your creditors. 623. 609 is the letter that you're requesting the removal of negative information on your credit report, even if the information is accurate. 611 is a letter to address, it's a way of a method of verifying through the agency. You want to make sure they put the right information on your credit report. So all of this is to be, you know, you got the right to do that. You know, you want to do it because the information that's on your credit report is going to be in the credit bureau, that fourth agency, and that'll hurt you more than anything in the world. So make sure you understand what letter you want to write by checking your credit report. Do it regularly. Follow up after you send the letter. You know, after 30 days, if you don't hear anything, send another letter. Certified. All those letters should be certified to those reporting agency as well as the credit bureau. All right. What should be in your letter that you need to dispute? When you write a credit dispute letter to a credit bureau, you need to identify your credit report. That's the first thing. Identify the credit report. My credit report for my name, whoever I am, and all the basic information, the data and everything, I want to address this. I use a report from Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, and it's showing this. I'm going to tell you, one of those reports is a little different than the other. Experian is a little different, and it is their report. And their reporting is a little tougher than the TransUnion and Equifax. A lot of our financial vendors use Experian. Your score is going to be a little bit lower than TransUnion and Equifax. So you make sure you address this with the credit bureau. I sent a letter to Experian. I sent a letter to TransUnion. I sent a letter to all three of them. And I'm not being able to get the information I need. They're not changing because I noticed incorrect information. And the credit bureau have an opportunity to go and check with them. They'll go and make sure they have all the right information, and they'll match all three of them up or the one you're requesting with their agency. This is how you do it. Stay on top of it. It's so important. It's so important that you do that, because it's a hurting thing to go and try to think you're excited about purchasing a major purchase like a home, like a car, or a bike, motorcycle, or whatever you want to purchase as a major purchase, and they tell you your credit score is too low. And you'll say, what? Why? You never check it. Before you go to purchase anything, please pull your credit report up. That's my recommendation to you. Pull your credit report up. Find out what's on it. That way you'll know. Now, I know some agencies and some dealership and some venue, financial venues work and will take the score if you got a good pay history. Credit score might not be low because of your pay history. You have to understand, when you read the credit report, you know, your ratio, debt, income ratio plays a big difference. If you're living from paycheck to paycheck, just barely making it, it's going to cause a financial creditor to look at it and say, I don't think I can take a chance on this person. One of the things I always tell everybody, I want you to remember that before we give you the information about what needs to be on these credit, response to the credit bureau, is that longevity. If you have an account with somebody for over 7 to how many years beyond, you got a good chance, because they know you're going to pay. If you've been on a job for longevity, you can't go from job to job to job. All this hurts your finance. Not only just your credit report, your credit report is like the score is not it, it's all those other things. So keep that in mind when you want to change from job to job to job, trying to hunt money. Spend some time on a job, work and get some longevity. Spend some time with a company. Right now, my broker, you know, sent me, my car broker sent me some stuff. Man, we need to come in and get you another car. If you want another car, you've been with us and you bought about 8 cars from us over a period of time. Longevity. On my job, I worked 30 plus years in my field. That's longevity. I've been paying my bills longer than that. At certain places, just one place, they're always sitting and say, well, you know, you can get this platinum card, this gold card, because you've been with us and you have paid your bill. Longevity is the key to this, so you can get what you want. But you also have to make sure your credit report is up to par. All right, let's look at some things that should be included in your decision to kind of challenge what's on your credit report as well as your credit bureau. Make sure you have current dates. That's number one. This is a letter you're writing. You got to have current dates. You have to have dates on that. Don't send it without date. Make sure your information, like your name, your contact information, your date of birth, and your account number. Don't send a letter to an agency and don't have the account number, because they have account numbers. That agency have it. Once you apply to that agency, whether you get a free report or whatever, it would have a account number. Credit Karma, basically, I'm going to tell you now, focus more on Equifax and TransUnion. They're going to still have account number on that. Put your account number on that. Make sure you have the credit bureau contact information. We're talking about the credit bureau, but you're going to be doing it for the agency as well. A brief description of the error. You got to write down a brief. You don't need to be too complicated. You don't need to be too long. Get to the point. Now, I remember a long time ago, there was a show, a detective show on, called, I think, Dragnet. And the guy would go around, and the two detectives, and I might be wrong on the show, but they said, when they go to, ma'am, just the facts. Put the facts on there. Be very short. Be very to the point. You don't have time to try to procrastinate now. You don't have time to be there forever. trying to figure stuff and write, because they don't have time to look at it. They get so many reports in every day. So make sure you do that. Any document that you have that can help prove your point, such as payment history, court documents, make sure you mention all of these types of documents in your letter. Okay? Put that, make sure you put instruction on that. When you send it to the credit bureau, put instruction. I would like for this to be reflected in the credit report at the credit reporting agency. You put that in your letter to the credit bureau. Put that in your letter. Give instruction to them. It's easy for them to know what they need to do. But you need to actually plan and plan well. I'm giving you some things to make sure you plan and put it together before you decide to send your letter to the credit bureau or send to an agency. A copy of your credit report with the errors highlighted. Get a copy. Go down and, you know, this is what I want you to look at. The instructions said, this is what I want you to look at. This is incorrect. Don't just send a credit report and tell them, I want you to look at a credit report. They're not going to look at it. They're going to look at it, but they're not going to do anything with it. You have to make sure you be specific about what you want them to do. Okay? Scan a copy of your government-issued ID, like your driver's license, a bill, or some other document to prove, show proof of your address. Just remember, they have to have all this information. You cannot operate without some kind of government ID or some kind of ID to show exactly who you are, where you live, where you call from, why you're writing, and all that. All right. Do that, and you will have a great opportunity to address your problem with the credit bureau. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll get you on the line. You can ask your question. Also, you have, as well, on Facebook, comment if you got a question. Also, on Instagram, give a shout-out for joining us right now. We have Behind the Mask Ministry. Thank you so much, Ministress Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry, doing some awesome things out there, as well as we have Tina Robinson, those individuals work with me on the show as co-host, expert. Tina Robinson owned my own Truth. Check out, she was I had an article on her in the newspaper out in Oakland, California. That's Tina Robinson, co-host of one of our shows. She'll be with us tonight, as well as from time to time. We have Minister Denise Stephanie join us Behind the Mask Ministry on our Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, also on our other shows that we have. Thank you so much, Denise, for joining us right now. All right, this is a sample credit dispute letter. I'm going to give to you some things that should be on there. How the letter should look. You should be able to have your name, your address, your address, including your town, I mean, where you live, what, and, you know, and your zip code, date of birth, this is all going to be in the top bracket, the account number, then if you have some type of P.O. box, fine, you have a P.O. box. Then you, it should start off making sure you got a date. Make sure you have a date. When you put on that letter, now it's going to be above to whom it may concern. It should be a date. You know how you can see the template for writing a letter. You know you got to have the spaces there, the necessary spaces there. Then you say, I'm writing to inform you. This is a credit dispute letter now that I have noticed on TransUnion, Equifax, Experian credit report, put the account number, okay, that these followed items, bullet point, need a date of item, dispute, add some kind of a description on it, other dispute, then also enclose the evidence. This is your letter. Remember, the three types of lover. The 623, trying to deal with the debt. You're trying to get things removed. You're trying to make sure. You're disputing debt. Remember the negative information, which is 609. And then 611 is just making sure everything is verified on your credit report. All right, after you enclose those, that supporting document, such as bill statement, credit report, you can put your credit report in there attached to it. Okay? Even though you're going to that credit bureau, you still got to be able to have a credit report attached to it. Then you ended up with, I am requesting that you remove, you know that I said remove, this information from my credit report. Thank you for your help. Sincerely, sign your name. That's your letter. Where to send this letter? Here's the address for the three major credit bureaus. Equifax, P.O. Box 74. I'm going to post it on Facebook. 250-256, Atlanta, Georgia, 30374. Experian, P.O. Box 9701, Allen, Texas. They all not in the same place now. 75013. TransUnion, P.O. Box 2000, Chester, Pennsylvania, 19016. Send those letters. Make sure you keep a copy in your records, and then send one to the credit bureau as well, your local credit bureau. One last thing we want to cover before we sign out, and we're close to our time, and hopefully we can get one more thing in out today because we're going to have to do our Black History Moment. We missed that. We're going to make sure we do that. All right. When you want to create a letter called pay for delete, I'm going to say it again because it's so important, pay for delete letter. And this is a description of the debt creditors and debt collection. You're offering them to stop, asking them to stop reporting negative information on the credit bureau or to the credit bureau on your credit report. It's a pay up delete, a pay for delete letter. That's the one last letter you can look at and see. But now you operate in a gray area when you're dealing with that letter because it falls in a gray area because, you know, the Fair Credit Reporting Act said creditors are required to furnish accurate information. That's one thing you need to remember. They're required to. I mentioned earlier in the show, at this time, because of the CARES Act and the Coronavirus Relief Act, there could be no negative inaccurate reporting in your credit report, starting when they first issued and gave the CARES Act into play. So make sure you keep that in mind. Last thing, make sure you set your budget up. If you need financial assistance, if it's necessary, need somebody to help you with it, True. You can give us a call at Financial Solution, Division of Smithway Enterprise. Our number is 334-467-7261. It's been awesome. I'm so glad you had an opportunity to join us. We got a minute to go, but we're going to come back. We'll get a part two in. We always do. And if you got any questions, hit me on Facebook, hit me on Instagram. Just call in the next show. We can give you a have an awesome time. And we will talk with you tonight at 7 o'clock. We're going to make sure that Dr. Lowe's show is on. That's a relationship, real relationship show that, you know, we don't hold back. We come with no filters. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And we'll talk to you then. And as I always say, I love you. And